This was not your typical science gathering. Food trucks and music created a family-friendly celebration outside the Buffalo Museum of Science. Most viewed the partial solar eclipse through special glasses. Some created projections.
A sheet of cardboard, and you can actually see the outline of the sun and the moon on the cardboard.
David Gehrig and his family used a telescope to project the image of the partially blocked sun onto a large piece of cardboard, and he used the opportunity to demonstrate that the experts were not kidding about the dangerous power of sunlight, which, passing through the telescope, burned a hole in his eclipse glasses.
I was using it at an angle so I could actually see what the main reflector was seeing. So it didn't have indirect sunlight, but even that was enough to burn a small hole in it.
Others sat back and properly used the glasses to see the sun look more like a crescent moon, including Heather from North Tonawanda.
Last time it happened, I was 2 years old, so
oh my goodness.
I get to see it now.
The good news is she will not have to wait as long for the next one. In fact, Buffalo will be along the path of totality for the next Great American Solar Eclipse in April 2024. We told that to 7-year-old Gabriella, who is outside the museum with her sister Kyla enjoying the eclipse.
It will go dark 7 years from now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is, but I'll bet you you can find things to do in between.
Maybe.
She revealed she likes museums and found Monday's partial eclipse interesting. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.